It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We had special elections last night, and your area was not exempt. We're talking about the 102nd Assembly District.
You never know what you're going to get with these special elections. An April election, it's strange times in politics these days. And so the 102nd is this strange sort of claw-like district that starts in Schoharie County and sort of sweeps around down into the Hudson Valley. And it's this sprawling district. It's always been controlled by Republicans, and this time it was a real squeaker. The Republican candidate, Chris Sprague, looks like he pulled off a victory. And I say looks like it because, boy, it was tight. When our reporter filed last night around midnight, we were talking 288 votes separate them, and that was with all precincts reporting. Town supervisor down in Schoharie, it looks like he won the race against a Democrat, something like 46% of the vote, and his challenger, a Democrat named Aidan O'Connor, got 44.5%. It was split because there was a third party candidate, which always makes things interesting. I think the big takeaway for us is that normally a slam dunk for the Republicans to win a district like that. The guy that was in there before, longtime Assemblyman Pete Lopez, very popular in the district. And so Pete was named to the EPA by the Trump administration last year. So it's been open since he was there. But there's a new time, at least right now in these elections, and it looks like they're going to be tighter. So maybe it gives us a little bit of a glimpse into what things will look like in the fall and going forward.
Let's go to another story in the paper today about a person who's rehabbed an armory. Explain.
The question sometimes you ask, what would I do if I had $2 or $3 million lying around, what would I do with it? I don't know how many of us would say that we'd move to Amsterdam, New York, and pour the $3 million into a 100-year-old armory, but that's what we wrote about today in the paper. There's a gentleman from the UK who spent $2 or $3 million, maybe even more, rehabbing the old armory on the south side. It's this fabulous, huge place, 60,000 square feet. It's the size of like a Price Chopper, and he's just poured money into it to make it a hotel. He calls it the Amsterdam Castle. And he recognized that this was a long shot. This was a risk. Amsterdam has had tough times, and I think the locals there are hoping this is going to be one of these components that really helps with the revival. He's made this place a fabulous 21-unit hotel. He's got high hopes for it. He says he just needs to break even on it. The charges are pretty high for that area, $136 to $219 a night, which doesn't seem like a lot, but for the Amsterdam area, which has almost no hotels, that's pretty steep. The mayor's talking about, he remembers, you know, playing basketball in the old armory growing up, and he's excited about it.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.